Promotional consideration for Growing Greater Philadelphia provided by Citizens Bank, KPMG, and the General Building Contractors Association.
This is Growing Greater Philadelphia, bringing you the stories of economic growth, job creation, and business success from across the 11-county community of Northern Delaware, Southern New Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania. Now, here's Matt Gabry.
The key to a safe workplace and a healthy lifestyle? It's prevention. Joining us this week to dive into that topic is our good friend from KPMG, Sean Hand. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great, Matt.
Sean, you know, when I was a kid, a teenager, I went through a lifeguard training program. I actually became a lifeguard. And this has stayed with me, and I actually talk about it with my kids often, that the best thing I took away from this process is this emphasis of prevention. Do you happen to know what makes a great lifeguard?
Physical fitness.
Yeah, that's part of it. It's actually somebody who never has to get in the water because they've prevented an accident, a drowning, a situation from occurring. And that's the best way to avoid any kind of emergency. So good lifeguards, great lifeguards, prevent accidents from happening before they occur. And that transfers to today's workplace, and it also transfers to our own personal health too.
Yeah, I can totally see it. But from a preventative standpoint, we talk about it all the time. You know, I have a four-year-old son and a two-year-old daughter. Being the parent of two toddlers, man, my whole life is preventative. You know, is preventing any kind of accident or issue or, you know, incident.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, it's all day. Just get off the table. You know, don't put your hand in the dog's mouth. Come on, don't swing that around. What are you doing? You're going to hurt somebody.
Right.
I swear that's all I say all day. You're going to hurt somebody.
Yeah. I got news for you, Sean. It never ends. My kids are 24, 22, and 19 now, and I'm still helping them to think through preventive measures in life in general. So
where's your seatbelt? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But actually, you know, it's funny because that translates to health as well, because when I was a kid growing up, you rarely went to the doctor unless it was an emergency situation. That has changed over time. I think there's a relationship that's evolving where medical professionals have a relationship with people who are looking to live a healthier lifestyle. And they go to their medical professional in order to learn about preventive steps that they can take before they evolve into something really more serious. And I know that's something that's important to you, because if I'm remembering correctly, your wife is a nurse.
Yeah, exactly. My wife is a nurse, and I'm the son of two nurses. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, nursing, medicine, preventative healthcare, it's always been a part of our lives. Historically, it was very reactionary. I'm sick, I go to the doctor, they try to figure out what's wrong. Now, with preventative healthcare, the question is, hey, could we have prevented you from getting sick in the first place, whether it's by changing your lifestyle or having you come in earlier in order to prevent this from growing, spreading, developing into whatever it is.
Expanding and evolving their portfolio of top quality care and services, Independence Blue Cross. They're partnering with a new team in town called Dedicated Senior Medical Centers. They're a subsidiary of a company called Chen Med. Now, as a leading primary care provider, Chen Med offers personalized, affordable, and fun and engaging services that really help improve the health for low-income seniors. We spoke with Dr. Heidi Staropoulos. She's with the Independence Blue Cross team about their new partnership with Dedicated Senior Medical Centers.
Heidi was joined by Dr. Susan Shays, National Director of Primary Care and Regional Chief Medical Officer at Chen Med. She and her team are opening these dedicated senior medical centers across Philadelphia. Here, she explains what makes Dedicated so unique and the significance of their partnership with Independence.
You know, I come with about 30 years experience as an internal medicine doctor trained also in geriatrics. So when Independence Blue Cross, specifically the Medicare Advantage plans, started looking around trying to figure out, you know, I think we need a medical director who can really help oversee our clinical vision. Mm-hmm. You know, we know how to do claims, we know how to do a variety of things, but do we have someone who looks at all of what we offer to members, and who are we helping, and how can we help those most vulnerable? And so I took the job about 2.5 years ago, and it's been absolutely fabulous.
That's great to hear, because I will have to say, and I'm not sure if the team at Independence necessarily describes the situation in this way, but I would suggest that Independence Blue Cross is not your grandfather's health insurance provider.
No,
you
I
guys
would
are
agree.
Doing some really amazing things that go beyond what I would call the processing of medical claims, the way many folks historically have thought about health insurance.
I would agree, and I would say actually, you're not going to do well as a health insurance company in general unless you're doing that. Because as we all know, unless you're not reading a newspaper or watching the television, we spend way too much money on healthcare in the United States. And what we do spend is astronomically more than any other country in the world. And our outcomes are really not that good compared to other countries who spend close to us. So health insurance companies have a lot of control over this. So do doctors.
Right.
And Susan can talk about that too. But traditionally, you're right. Health insurance companies were in the past almost like bankers in the olden days, where All we did was, you know, just pay claims. But that isn't the case anymore. Everybody who's involved in healthcare, I don't care if you're the insurance company, I don't care if you're the hospital, if you're a doctor, if you're a nursing home, everybody has to be involved in trying to figure out how to decrease that cost and improve quality at the same time.
We had the chance to get a behind-the-scenes look into one of their newest facilities in the greater Philadelphia region, right here in West Philadelphia.
This is our podiatry pod, and each one of these little groups of five rooms is a separate pod. We've got our x-ray room right here.
From the welcoming staff to the charming white orchids that greet patients in the waiting room, the center feels more like a contemporary home versus a sterile doctor's office. It's the type of place where seniors want to gather with family and friends instead of just going there for a medical exam when they're feeling a little under the weather.
That's our Tai Chi room. There's someone signing up right now in there, so we do recreational activities in there as well.
And Dr. Shays, if you could tell us a little bit more about what is dedicated senior medical centers and your kind of approach to engaging the patient and their caregivers to enhance their quality of life and their quality of health.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to say how remarkable it has been to be working with Independence Blue Cross and actually Dr. Soropoulos. She's really a visionary and the person that really helped us partner to be able to come to Philadelphia and make a difference. And, you know, as a national company with Chan Med, we're impacting so many different communities, and it's been so meaningful to be able to find a like-minded organization. And, you know, our mission is we honor seniors with affordable VIP care that delivers better health. And Dr. Soropoulos was talking about that. Mm-hmm. Better outcomes, lower cost, better care for the patients. At the end of the day, what we're trying to do is have people have more well days and less sick days. And we do it by having really intense primary care providers and having a patient-centered medical home that the patients can come and be able to get a lot of the services that they haven't been able to access. Philadelphia, unfortunately, for seniors, there's a lack of access. There's a lack of accessibility. There's been a lack of providers who have an expertise in taking care of seniors and with the chronic problems that seniors have to deal with. And a lot of the psychosocial issues and the social determinants of health that unfortunately have been big barriers for a lot of seniors. And so at the end of the day, it's been really, you know, a fabulous journey for us to be able to find a like-minded, you know, insurance company that really wants to improve the health of patients and do so with someone who's really leading cutting-edge ability in the country to be able to do that. So, you know, seniors come to our centers. The first thing that is a huge barrier for them is transportation. And I tell you, I hear this every day, that my daughter has to take a half day off work or my son has to take the whole day off work and transport me to the appointments. And then I have to run around to go get the blood work done and go to the pharmacy and get the medicine. Maybe if I need to get diagnostic imaging, that takes the entire day. And at our centers, you know, we have door-to-doctor transportation.
Wow.
We have really great primary care doctors that are specialize in seniors to be able to care for them. And we have a dispensary on site for the commonest medications that seniors will need. Additionally, we have x-ray and diagnostic imaging for ultrasound right on site. So it allows us to have some other specialty services as well, like cardiology, podiatry, acupuncture. So the patient can come to one place and get the majority of the things that they need at one time and then be able to go home and quite honestly not have to spend a half day at the doctor's office or a whole day running around to be able to have these things happen. And so, it's a fun place to come.
It sounds like it. And, you know, you're referencing the medical centers. You know, in its simplest form, dedicated is a physician's office. But you're actually much more than that, it sounds like, based on what you're describing. And one of the things that caught my eye, and I know this is going to sound really basic as well, but increased face-to-face time between physician and patient. I know that sounds really simple, but it seems as though there's a correlation there between better health and more engagement with the physician. And I was hoping you could talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. That's really great to bring up. On average, you know, our PCPs see our patients at least once a month. And seniors are different than other folks. They need to have multiple different things done, maintenance, I call it. And essentially, there's a lot of wellness that's built in there. Education, partnering with patients, medications, drug-to-drug interaction. Gosh, you know, we want to be able to streamline medications and stop things that are unnecessary and make sure we get the lowest dosage so that there aren't side effects and problems. And you don't have that time if you just see your doctor two or three times a year. So many of those things fall to the wayside, and it results in people having things happen to them that could have been prevented.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's different if you have a 65 or a 75 or an 85-year-old car. The maintenance is different than if your car is brand new or 5 years old.
Sure.
And so seniors are very similar, that we have to really maintain their health, help them find wellness, partner with them. And so, you know, what we do is we build trust with our patients. We have really great primary care doctors that are internal medicine, family medicine, or geriatrics trained. And you see your doctor as often as you need to maintain that wellness. And sometimes if your health hasn't been maintained, you need to see the doctor more often. You might have to come and see us every week so we can get you back on a path. Or if you've just recently been in a hospital, we can see you every day, every other day, every 3 days, and whatever it takes. And that's very, very different in the programs that people have been involved with their own primary care doctor. And access is a huge issue in Philadelphia. A lot of patients, they call their doctor's office and say, I don't feel well today. I think I need to see the doctor. They'll say the next available appointment is 6 weeks. And the patient right. thinks, gosh, what am I going to do? I'm sick. I don't feel well. I'm a patient in need. And with dedicated, you can be seen same day or next day available appointments. We don't have a limitation on how often you can be seen, as often as you need to. You'll have the cell phone for your primary care physician, so you'll be able to call them and have that real relationship. And at the end of the day, instead of 2,000 or 3,000 patients in a panel for a physician, we have about 400 to 450 patients. So you have that specialized relationship, that really meaningful relationship. When I call my patients at home and I say, you know, I'm calling you about your blood work, Mrs. Jones, and they say, hey, Dr. Shays, how are you doing? They know my voice.
Right.
We have a relationship, so I'm not a stranger.
I really like that. And one of the things that I'm hearing that boils down to is a connection.
Absolutely.
Where the patient doesn't feel like they're bothering the physician's office or they're creating an issue or a problem. They actually sound like they want to come and engage with,
absolutely.
With the dedicated team.
And they're the reason that we're there.
Right.
We're there to serve them and help these underserved communities and access, you know, moderate to low income seniors. And a lot of the communities we're serving, a lot of health services have left. A lot of the physicians have left. And we're trying to encourage people to come back. There's a lot of people who love Philadelphia that are doctors or have worked in Philadelphia, but the opportunity isn't there any longer. Now that we've come back to Philadelphia, we have jobs for physicians. We have jobs for staff members and people that are working with us.
Right.
And we're helping rejuvenate some of the communities from the clinics that we've put in these locations and help rebuild some of the infrastructure in these communities, which is really fun.
To hear more about how independents and dedicated senior medical centers are working together to improve the health of seniors across the region, or head online to hear the full interview at 1210wpht.com/select.
And coming up next, if you're afraid of heights, make sure you don't look down.
Millennials are helping to make Greater Philadelphia a major talent hub in the United States. 39% of millennials hold a bachelor's degree or higher, compared with 33% across the nation. Find out more at selectgreaterphl.com and tune in to the Growing Greater Philadelphia podcast on radio.com.
This segment of Growing Greater Philadelphia is brought to you by Temple University, a proud supporter of Select Greater Philadelphia Council. 1 in 7 Philadelphians are Temple graduates. Learn more about Temple University at temple.edu.
Welcoming new neighbors to the community is part of who we are. It's the Philadelphia way. That's why Select Greater Philadelphia invites you to their annual Welcome to Greater Philadelphia cocktail reception. It's our chance to say thanks for making Philadelphia your home. Thursday, October 25th, an evening filled with meaningful conversations and new friendships. Register at selectgreaterphl.com/events. Presented in partnership with Comcast, a global media and technology company that drives innovation.
This segment of Growing Greater Philadelphia is brought to you by Wells Fargo, a proud sponsor of Select Greater Philadelphia Council. Wells Fargo is a diversified, community-based financial services company with a strong vision of satisfying the financial needs of their customers and helping them succeed financially. Wells Fargo provides banking, mortgage, investments, consumer, and commercial financial services. Learn more at wellsfargo.com or call 1-800-869-3557. Copyright 2018 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved. Member
member FDIC.
Hey everybody, it's Matt. My team and I at Select Greater Philadelphia are so proud to bring you the Growing Greater Philadelphia radio and podcast program. These amazing stories of business success and economic development and transformational projects, well, they're really inspiring, and we hope you agree. I want to thank the team at General Building Contractors Association, also known as GBCA. Without their belief in us at Select Greater Philadelphia and their highly engaged support of this podcast, we could not do what we do every day to showcase the business assets of our 11-county community. The expert construction professionals who are members of the GBCA are literally helping to build the future of Greater Philadelphia. Learn more about all that GBCA does to advance the commercial, industrial, and institutional construction industry by visiting gbca.com and join me in thanking General Building Contractors Association for believing in us at Select Greater Philadelphia.
This is Growing Greater Philadelphia, from the city to the suburbs. Stories about how our region is thriving and transforming.
So here on Growing Greater Philadelphia, we've had the chance to meet with many of the leading construction companies in our community who are physically growing our region.
Yeah, and I see that growth every day just walking around the city, even, you know, walking over here to the studio. I'm looking up at these towering buildings being constructed with these active workers just hanging off of steel beams. It's incredible.
It really is. And I give these men and women so much credit. Not only to be up that high, dangling off a building, sometimes hundreds of feet in the air, but they are also performing these really difficult construction tasks at the same
yeah,
time.
Those difficult construction tasks alone keep me and prevent me from that actual, you know, activity in industry. But if I was to be hanging that high off of a steel beam, in my mind, I'm looking at these men and women thinking, if I was to do that, I would have to feel completely safe and 100% trust the equipment that I'm working with and that are harnessed around me.
I can totally relate with that. These jobs are extremely dangerous, and these skilled workers are literally put into life and death situations. Now, there's one organization that's helping to reduce the number of incidents and provide a more safe work environment, especially in construction sites, and it's called the Safety Group. They're specializing in safety management, emergency preparedness training, and risk management training. The Safety Group serves the Greater Philadelphia region and other communities across the Northeast Corridor. Now, we had that chance to sit down with Michael Arvanites. He's the Academy's Executive Director, and he was joined by Anthony Castelli. Anthony oversees the Philadelphia region, and here he explains what their organization is doing specifically in the construction industry.
So the Safety Group is actually a company who has everything to offer, from safety training, on-site safety audits, to full-time site safety management. We also have companies that we partnered up with that offer virtual reality training.
Okay.
That'll be in our 10 and 30 hour OSHA classes coming up.
Okay.
We specialize in training,
yep,
especially our 10 hour, 30 hour OSHA courses, construction industry, general industry, scaffolding, confined space. Silica is another course that we're actually pushing that a lot of contractors really don't understand how bad that actually is.
Right.
You know, it's concrete dust clouds that these workers are breathing in.
Okay.
And it'll basically cause silicosis, which causes cancer.
Okay.
They're calling it the next asbestosis.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So there's a lot for us to dive into there, because I think our average listener, we have to help them appreciate the uniqueness of OSHA and silica and what some of those details mean. So I'm really looking forward to diving into part of the conversation. And the Safety Group is really about training, right? It's training individuals so that we ensure a safe workplace, especially in the construction industry. But I suspect it may bleed over to other industries as well. Is that fair to say, Michael?
Correct. You know, any volatile industry, heavy industry, but especially construction, it's where we lose the most people and life and limb. Everybody has the right to go home to their family after a hard day's work. And us at the Safety Group, we want to make sure that we train people. Can't prevent every accident, but most of them you can prevent because of negligence if people are properly trained. And that's what we're out to do. We came to Philadelphia in 2015 as subject matter experts after the Market Street collapse for the Salvation Army building. Seven people died, unfortunately. And there were some regulation changes in Philadelphia, and we wanted to make a presence and provide our services. And we've been doing that now for 3 years. Yeah. And Anthony is a local expert and a trainer, and we wanted to make sure that we had people that were born and raised in Philly that can help us navigate the city and ensure that we offer our services to not just contractors and construction developers, but everybody.
So with our fall protection class, we have a virtual reality simulation where a participant is 30 stories in the air. He walks a 6-inch beam and connects the beam to the existing beam. After that happens, he then signals the crane and you turn around and have to walk back to your platform.
In one of their classrooms at their South Philadelphia location, Anthony walked us through how students are taught step-by-step various safety procedures. Their virtual reality simulation is one of the closest that these construction workers can get to practicing proper safety procedures. No need to climb up onto a beam that's hundreds of feet in the air. They can do it all in a classroom through virtual reality. And this process could actually save their lives one day while they're on an actual construction site. So let's go back, actually, Anthony, to what I guess I would call a safety group 101 question. A lot of people use this kind of acronym or this term of OSHA. What is OSHA? What's that stand for? And who are they?
So OSHA stands for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. So their basic job is to go out on job sites and make sure that they're being done safely.
Gotcha.
And making sure the guy who came to work that day goes home safely.
Right.
And alive.
Yeah. And uninjured.
Saved, and uninjured as well. Yes.
Makes sense. And it's a federal agency, correct?
It is.
Created by President Nixon in 1971. And since then, job site deaths have plummeted. Mm-hmm. It's a way to keep workers safe and make sure they get to go home.
How's business? I mean, I know OSHA required training is just that, required, but that doesn't always happen. And to your point, we want businesses to be proactive in reaching out to the safety group to get this training. Is that happening more and more? Is it a difficult environment, or is it natural?
It comes natural. I mean, today we had a 30-hour OSHA class going on. Start time, 8 a.m., and, you know, the guys were in the class. We were talking about different aspects of safety on the job. Last week, we had a 10-hour OSHA class with a law firm. It's going to be the first law firm that all their employees are OSHA trained.
Wow. And I'm intrigued by that. Share with us a little bit more about what's the motivation for a professional services firm, like a law firm, wanting to go through OSHA-required training with folks like you at the safety group.
So, for example, if someone's injured on a job site, mm-hmm. in the Philadelphia, there's a law states now you have to have a 10-hour OSHA card to work on a job site.
Okay.
So now these lawyers will now be able to do a risk analysis or a risk investigation because mm-hmm. they have a 10-hour OSHA card.
And as part of that investigation, they can now go on the site, represent their client.
Yes.
Get more information in order to better prepare for the case, where before they couldn't actually access the site because they weren't OSHA trained appropriately to access that property.
Right. That and they want more knowledge of what OSHA actually is about. So that was sort of a different class when I actually taught it, because I have a lot more questions to answer because they wanted to know more about the regulations. They wanted to know more about the book, because when they go into the courtroom, they have to now answer to another lawyer, their person that they're representing.
Gotcha.
So it was a totally different class than teaching a company's employees. Rather, now I'm teaching, you know, 10 lawyers on the subjects of fall protection, excavation, confined space. And excavations, actually, we've seen a spike in excavation injuries and deaths past 2 years, yes.
How did you guys end up doing what you're doing at the safety group?
So I started off as a carpenter when I was about 18 years old, and still a member of Carpenters Local, Philadelphia. And I've seen friends, family being injured. So I was brought onto a project in Limerick, and they asked me to be the safety lead because of the certifications that I had. So started seeing friends of mine that were trained now helping out their fellow worker. When I got back home, you know, start talking to my wife and thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about changing career paths. So now I'm here doing safety training for youths, adults, and it really brightens up your eyes. It's a good feeling to, you know, train people and make them feel safe in the job that they're doing.
I love that. I love that you kind of felt something. You know, you were exposed to it, And then you said, you know what? There's something in my gut that's telling me that's the right path for me.
Right. I seen guys getting hurt, guys getting injured, you know, and as that safety is put on top of you, and then you start training other individuals, and then you see these injuries stopping or declining.
Right.
And you go home, and then you start thinking about that, and really made me want to change my career.
That's
and
called,
get right into safety.
That's called impact. You're yes, having impact. And
I
you
did.
Can actually see it and feel it every day in what you do, and what a great feeling.
Yep, yeah. And it made me become a member of the Board Certified Safety Professionals. I'm a certified safety professional, safety trained supervisor. So many credentials, they just go on and on.
Yeah, it's, right. Lots of initials really, after your name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's
yes,
great. Yes. Michael, something tells me that you've had your eye on being part of the safety community since sixth grade.
Well, I got involved. I've worked in the city and state legislature for a long time, and I sort of became a safety expert on legislation. The Staten Island ferry crash in 2003. I'm a native Staten Islander. We lost 11 people and 60 were injured. Rewrote a lot of the regulations there. And then the Deutsche Bank building fire happened. It was a building that was damaged on 9/11, and then a fire happened in it, and two firefighters actually lost their life because of a lack of fire safety in the building. And I was working at City Hall at the time, and I was tasked with rewriting most of the fire code in New York City, and that led itself into what I do now, which is impacting and training those safety regulations that we put into place.
And did you have a moment where you're like, okay, I'm here, and now I'm kind of dabbling in this area, and I think I want to dedicate myself full time?
Well, I'd like to say I did. I didn't realize I was creating a job for myself at the time, but probably the best way to do it. But I'd like to tell you I was that smart, but no, at the time I didn't realize that changing the requirements and how we protected both firefighters and tenants of buildings and construction workers for dealing with fire and torches would lead to a career in safety. But it did, and I'm glad it did, because it's something that I really look forward to, like Anthony was saying, knowing that they may not know that you impacted their life or saved a life, but there are people out there I know that are alive right now and get to go home to their families because of what we do.
To hear more about how the Safety Group helps transform not only construction sites but also creates a safer region, head online to 1210wpht.com/select.
Growing Greater Philadelphia is presented by Select Greater Philadelphia. We're a council of the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Philadelphia. And we're the business attraction organization for Northern Delaware, Southern New Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania. We work to grow the economic vibrancy of our collective community by attracting new businesses and new jobs to our neighborhood. Special thanks to our investors and our partners who believe in our efforts, especially the team at General Building Contractors Association, also known as GBCA. The expert construction professionals who are members of the GBCA are literally helping to build the future of Greater Philadelphia. Learn more about all that GBCA does to advance the commercial, industrial, and institutional construction industry by visiting gbca.com. Special thanks also to our program producers, Elena Karmazin and Maricela Juarez, our writer, Samara Grizel, and our researcher, Steve Boucher. Learn more about Select Greater Philadelphia at selectgreaterphl.com and tune in to this radio and podcast program anytime at 1210wpht.com/select.
This segment of Growing Greater Philadelphia is brought to you by KPMG, a proud sponsor of the Select Greater Philadelphia Council. After opening its Philadelphia office in 1908, KPMG partners and professionals have enjoyed helping Philadelphia's business community grow and flourish for generations. And KPMG looks forward to being a part of Philadelphia's continued growth and prosperity. Learn more about KPMG and the firm's audit, tax, and advisory services at kpmg.com.
This segment of Growing Greater Philadelphia is brought to you by The Precisionists, a proud investor of Select Greater Philadelphia Council. The Precisionists is an IT and business services company that will create over 10,000 jobs for individuals with developmental disabilities like autism by the year 2025. Learn about us at theprecisionists.com.
Independence Blue Cross is the largest health insurer of the Philadelphia region, serving more than 2.5 million people locally and 8.5 million people in 23 states and Washington, D.C. Learn more about Independence Blue Cross at ibx.com.
Blank Rome is an Am Law 100 firm with 13 offices and more than 600 attorneys and principals who provide a full range of legal and advocacy services to clients. Learn more about Blank Rome LLP at blankrome.com.
Liberty Property Trust has been creating environments that help businesses realize their full potential for nearly 50 years. To learn about the Philadelphia Navy Yard or other Liberty properties, visit libertyproperty.com or call 215-568-4100.
Greater Philadelphia is one of the most accessible cities in the United States. With its prime location between New York City and Washington, D.C., we can travel between major East Coast cities. For more information on Philadelphia's accessibility, visit selectgreaterphl.com and tune in every Friday morning at 5 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHL.